Nashville, it's that time again for the Delicious Elixir with DJ Raj, coming to you live from WRVU Nashville, Vanderbilt University Radio. That's right, y'all. Okay, so this week we've got the Soul Time Religion. That's right, y'all. Doing a little sequel to the Old Time Religion show I did a couple weeks ago. I meant to do it the week after, but we had some in-studio guests and some other things going on. So we're finally getting to it. So I got a bunch of funk, gospel, blues, and some early rock and roll for y'all tonight. Or today, actually. Yeah. But this is meant to be listened to after you listen to the old-time religion show. You can find that on my Mixcloud. That's on mixcloud.com/deliciouselixir. But okay, so we're going to go ahead and get into the music. I'm going to start y'all off with some James Brown, Old Landmark. Here we go. Night. Yeah. Amen. Well, well, well.
give me that old time religion. Give me that old
time religion.
Time religion. And it's good.
Good enough for me.
Good enough for me.
Poor wayfaring stranger, Money. and roll. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Rock and roll has just about brought about the disintegration of our civilization. It has taken a great moral effect upon the youth of our land. The filth that dirty song has played on some of our radio. It has debauched the minds of the young people. Some of the records are so suggestive, until even the disc jockeys won't even play. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Folks, we are back just like that. You're listening to The Delicious Elixir with DJ Raj. Okay, you just heard Elder Beck with Rock and Roll Sermon. Before that was Reverend Charlie Jackson with God's Got It. Before that, Horace Family with God Will Dry My Weeping Eyes. Before that was Cliff Gober with A Poor Wayfaring Stranger. And before that was the original Five Blind Boys of Alabama, Old Time Religion. And to start off that set, that funky set, was the Godfather of Funk, James Brown, with Old Landmark. And that comes off of the Blues Brothers soundtrack. Okay, let me read you some things here. Is something missing from your life, but you can't quite place it? It's on the tip of your tongue, but you can't quite taste it? Then tune in to Shrimp and Grits with DJ LJ. He's serving up tasty beats and delicious rhymes from lunch every Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Come hungry and leave satisfied. That's Shrimp and Grits, Wednesdays at 11 a.m. He wasn't here this morning. And the time, the schedule is changing this Monday. So go to WRVU.org and check the schedule there. I think he's going to be on, I think Mondays in the morning. But don't quote me on that. I will be Thursdays at 7 p.m. till question mark. There's no one after me. So we're going to keep it. We're just going to keep it rocking. And it's going to be a good time. So definitely check that out. You can go to facebook.com/deliciouselixir and check me there. Okay, let me read you one other thing. If you have skills in education, agriculture, and environment, business, IT, or health, consider becoming a Peace Corps volunteer. Assignments last 2 years and are available in over 75 countries. Learn more at peacecorps.gov. Okay. Yeah. So, again, this is The Delicious Elixir with DJ Raj. And, again, I will be moving to Thursdays at 7 p.m. Okay, we got one song for you here. Jackson Sisters, I Believe in Miracles. Here we go. We'll be right back.
know there are some places I cannot go, but as for me, I'll take God's part, for God is real, for I can feel Him in my heart. Yes, God is real, real in my soul. Yes, He is. Yes, God is real, for He has washed in me.
Thank you. was one you said you wanted to talk about before you played it.
Well, I said I would talk about it. I'd heard so much talk about it. I didn't know what it meant to be running away. And when you wanted to say something, you know, you couldn't just walk up and say it. As Bill said, to the bosses, to the caretakers, or the keepers. And I'd always hear my people sing the songs, and they'd say, well, that's the only way we can talk to them. It's through songs. We can't just walk up and tell them we're going to leave in the morning. They couldn't get away. But fortunate enough, you know, my great-grandparents lived to be 104 and 107. And I happened to see some of them was around that age. And they said when we got ready to say anything, we didn't have to, we couldn't, just didn't have to. We couldn't just walk up and tell them what we was planning, what we was thinking. When we sing it, they would come up and listen to us, and we could talk to them through songs. And
it was sort of a double talk.
Yeah. Spiritual. I'm going to sit down at the welcome table one of these days. I'm going to tell God how you treat me one of these days. They didn't mean, you know, that.
Yeah.
They were just singing it that, and as long as it had a reference to God, why, nobody thought anything about it. And,
but they really meant it's the way you're treating
me. The way you're treating me, I'll get even with you one of these days. And those songs was just songs that I remembered, and they were talking about it, how they would talk through songs. And maybe my feeling comes out sometimes now when I'm creating or writing or dreaming or thinking, one of those things. And that's one of my songs that I like. I'm going to tell God how you treat me one of these days. I'm gonna tell God how you treat me. I'm gonna tell God how you treat me one of these days, hallelujah. I'm gonna tell God how you treat me. I'm gonna tell God how you treat me one of these days. Why? 'Cause I'm gonna sit at the welcome table. Oh, I'm gonna sit at the welcome table one of these days, hallelujah. I'm gonna sit at the welcome table. I'm gonna sit at the welcome table one of these days. I'm going down to the river of Jordan. I'm going down to the river of Jordan one of these days, hallelujah.
The point was made there.
My Lord, my sweet Lord. My Lord, sweet, sweet Lord. Sweet, sweet.
all you have to do is say, hallelujah. Come on, sing the song, y'all.
Are you getting the spirit in the dark? Are you getting the spirit in the dark? Mm-hmm. People moving, they tell me we groove. Just getting the spirit.
Thank you. movie star. Talking to Ray Charles.
All right, folks, we're back real quick. This is The Delicious Elixir with DJ Raj, coming to you live from WRVU Nashville. Right now you're listening to Aretha Franklin with Ray Charles. That's The Spirit in the Dark that comes off of Live at Fillmore West. Before that was Billy Preston with King Curtis, My Sweet Lord. And that's another one off of another album by the same name, Live at Fillmore West. That's a really good one. Before that was Big Bill Bronzy, Sonny Terry, and Brownie McGee with I'm Going to Tell God How You Treat Me. Before that was Bob Marley, Thank You Lord. Before that was The Prisoners, My God Is Real. That was by request. Old Gumbo Stew out in Ireland sent that one in. Thanks, buddy. All right, before that was Snooks Eaglin with Down by the Riverside. And to start off that set, the Soul Time Religion set, that was the Jackson Sisters, I Believe in Miracles. Okay, let me read you something right here. Free Radio Nashville, Tuesdays from 10 to 11 p.m. Tune in to Free Radio Nashville and Up the Punks with DJ Gandhi from 10 to 11 p.m. 10 to 11 p.m. Thursday or Tuesday night at WRVU. Okay. And you'll have to go to WRVU.org to check the new schedule. It comes out Monday, so that's going to be different for that fella there. So I will be switched to Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central. That's right. Thursdays, 7 p.m. Central. We're going to have us a really good time on online and HD radio. We're also going to be on iHeartRadio apps. You can get that on for Android, for iPhone, smartphone. You can get it on your Xbox and pump it through your home theater system. That's what I'm talking about. That's going to sound really nice. The stream is really good, too, so you definitely want to check that out if you get a chance. So that's, again, that's iHeartRadio, WRVU. So Thursday nights at 7, we're going to have a really good time. Going to be doing some requests, call-in request shows, in-studio guests. It's going to be a really good time. But you can also keep up with me on Facebook.com/Delicious Elixir. Okay, let me read you one last thing here. Need money for college. The U.S. Department of Education has over $100 billion to help students like you pay for college. Find out more and fill out the FAFSA at college.gov. Okay, we're going to let this song keep on riding out, and hopefully y'all can feel the spirit, and we'll be right back to give you one last song. But here we go.
Can you feel? Can you feel the spirit? Way down deep inside. Listen. Can you feel the spirit? Can you feel the spirit? Listen. Wait a minute. Hold on. Come on. Listen to this. Can you feel the spirit? Wait a minute. Can you feel the spirit? When you hear Aretha sing, y'all. Oh, Lord. Can you feel the spirit? When my woman wake me up in the morning, she give me the spirit. Oh, when I'm on my last go round, I need a little spirit. My soul, oh yes it is. Every night, yeah. Oh no. you feel the spirit, girl. Come here. I got to find me a woman tonight. Cause I feel the spirit. It's getting next to me now.
Folks, that's it for us. That was the Soul Time Religion Show. I got one last track for you. It's by Bob Dylan. It's from he had three albums that came out that was like, I guess people call it his Christian period. And he was became a Christian for a while. I don't know what his religious status is now or what his faith is, but you can definitely tell what it is when you hear those three albums, that being Shot of Love, a Southbound Train, I think. Slow Moving Train. Let's see here. What is it called? The other one is called Saved. And the one that I'm about to play you, if I can find it here, is Slow Train Coming. That's right. It's off Slow Train Coming. But yeah, those two albums are pretty interesting just to hear him singing about that stuff, and you can really tell that it's pretty genuine. But I'm gonna let y'all go with this last track. It's Bob Dylan, When He Returns. Here we go.
His power at an unknown hour. that no one knew. How long can I listen to the lies of prejudice? How long can I stay drunk on fear out in the wilderness? Can I cast it aside, all this loyalty and this pride? Will I ever learn that there'll be no peace, that the world won't cease until he returns? Surrender your crown on this bloodstained ground. Take a off you mask. He sees your deeds, he knows your needs, even before you ask. How long can you falsify and deny what is real? How long can you hate yourself for the weakness you conceal? Of every earthly plan that be known to man, he is unconcerned. He's got plans of his own to set up his throne when he returns.